Romans chapter number 1, to all of our ministers that are here and to all of our staff, leadership team, officers and members, and to all of you, we greet you this morning once again in divine love. Amen. I certainly solicit your prayers today, for this will be by far the most controversial and unpopular sermon I've ever had to preach. And so I definitely solicit your prayers and understand in advance if you never want to speak to me again. But we must do what the Lord has assigned us to do today. Book of Romans, chapter number 1. Amen. Anybody need help from the Lord today? Amen. I certainly need the Lord's help. You know, before things get better, we've got to be better. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 1, and I want to begin reading at verse number 18 and a few of the following. Romans chapter 1. When you find it, say, I've got it. If you're not there yet, say, hold on. Okay, I heard you. I'll hold on just a little while longer. Romans chapter 1. You want to begin reading at verse, I should have known who that was. Romans chapter 1. I don't even know why I looked. Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse number 18, and the word of God reads thusly. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Grass withers and the flowers fade thereof. The word of our God shall last and stand forever. I want to tag this text this morning with a question. What in the world is going on? What in the world is going on? Have you asked that question lately? What in the world is going on? What in the world is going on? Life is crazy, isn't it? Folks going crazy, ain't they? I know I want to sound grammatically correct, but I need to just really be real. Folks going crazy. I'm going to preach in a minute, but I just need to say that. Folk going crazy. What you thought you would never see, you're seeing. What you thought you'd never hear, you're hearing. Amen. Places you never thought folks would go, they're going. Even God is taken for granted. God is such a joke. God's people are such a joke. Everybody makes light and mockery of that which pertains to God. It's not that people have ever been perfect before, but our reverence to God has changed. And our reverence for the things of God and the people of God has diminished. And so twofold reason for that. One is because of the world, and one because of how folk in the body of Christ conduct themselves. But it still makes you wonder, what in the world? World, cosmos in the Greek, cosmos. It's that what has been created for a particular purpose. It's the universe. It's the creation of God. It is the society. It is the people. It is the thing. what in the world is going on? As much knowledge as man has gained, the more foolish he's become in God. The smarter we've gotten with books and science and finances, the worse we have become when it comes to the things of God. Those 66 books in your Bible or in your app were good enough for Big Mama. Yet Big Mama couldn't understand hardly any of those words. But she knew there was a God who created that word and inspired that word. And it was good enough to live by. But now we've got everything and everybody else. And now the Bible is just some book. It's just some little tricky book that's used, the world believes, to perpetuate stereotypes and to twist knowledge and twist God. And everything you want to know about the nature of God is pertaining to the Word of God. That the Word of God will show you the character of God and the nature of God and how God feels and how what God loves and what God does not love. It's in the Word. But too many smart folk won't go to the Word. They get on Google. Everybody's doing research, but nobody's doing study. Everybody looking up something to be able to dispute this and dispute that and make somebody wrong. You're told today that you're worshiping some Eurocentric God. You're told this morning that what you're doing is a lie. You're being laughed at today because you choose to still serve a God who's been good to you. You're called crazy because you get up on a Sunday morning and not just wait on a ball game and not just wait on the Saints to play and not just wait on the Cowboys to play, but you choose to take some time out of your day, out of your week, and go worship a God who's been good to you. But it's a joke. Everything is funny when it pertains to God. Nothing matters. You know, that was a day that there was a reverence for God and his people. That even if you go drink, if you saw the preacher or the deacon coming, you would hide the bottle out of respect and reverence for the God they represent. They are a man, they are a woman just like everybody else. But now the reverence is gone, so much so that not only will you drink, cuss, act a fool to them or in front of them, you'll offer them a hit. Because the reverence is gone. What in the world is going on? And we need to look at this group of people that you and I fit in today called mankind. Can the church say mankind? Mankind. That what God has created, that what God has created with a purpose. We need to look at mankind. And Paul argues this point in Romans chapter 1. He writes this epistle to Romans. I encourage you, if you ever want to know about why you believe what you believe, read the book of Romans. It's the Magna Carta of the church. It is the law. It is the doctrine of the church. It gets us started. It helps us understand who we are and who we are not. It helps you understand why you're saved and what you've been saved from. And if you read Romans responsibly and practically, your life is never the same. Romans, Paul talks to this first century group of new believers. Can the church say new believers?
New believers.
Who had to come from something old and then hear something new. Jesus has already now ascended to his Father. He's now sitting at the right hand of God, and he's interceding for those coming after him. The Holy Ghost has come down. The Holy Ghost has descended upon flesh, and the church of God is growing. And it's come now to this city called Rome, this very affluent city of Rome, very commercial, and trade takes place in Rome. All kinds of good commerce takes place in Rome. Rome is the center of industry. It's the center of education. If you want to be somebody, go to Rome. Rome, but the problem with Rome is that the rich kept getting richer, and the poor kept getting poorer. And the leaders of Rome, Claudius at one point, and Nero at another point, these rulers, they persecuted the saints of God. They persecuted those who call themselves Christians. That they made light of. If you call yourself a Christian, you got run out of town. If you called yourself a Christian, you got persecuted. You got punished. You got punished. You got troubles. You got trials when you just call yourself a Christian. You think you got it bad with a bumper sticker. You think you got it bad because you got to deal with people lying on you in church. Imagine if you can't get there because of your faith. Imagine not being able to worship God freely. Imagine not being able to say amen freely. Imagine not being able to say hallelujah freely. First century Rome, any proselyte or new convert, it was forbidden. It was prohibited. You just couldn't get folks saved in Rome. The enemy has allowed himself to, been allowed to take folk from the move of God. Everything works but the move of God. In Rome, they want everything but God. They want money, but no God. A good job, but no God. They want to feel good, but no God. When you say something about God and when you showing up, say something about Jesus, you get in trouble with people. Paul writes this doctrinal letter to encourage the saints, to help them understand who they are and who they are not. It's unpopular. Matter of fact, the majority of the Christians, the majority of folk in Rome were non-Christians. With those who don't know nothing about the Lord and don't want to know anything about the Lord. Yet Paul has to deal with us about this group of people called mankind. Deal with us about the creation of God, those who God has created. And you looking at me crazy this morning, but you're a creation. Amen. God created you for a purpose. God created you with a plan. God created you for a process that you're not just here off mama and daddy's and oops and all that. That's, I don't care what you come from. God knew you would be here. God created you with a plan. You were made in the image of God. God made you with plans in you. But can the church say mankind? Mankind made some choices. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I need to say to you today that God, one of the greatest gifts God gave us, is not grace and mercy. That's awesome, but it's not the greatest gift. Greatest gift is salvation, of course, but it's not the gift I want to deal with. But the gift God gave you and I that's getting us in trouble every day of our life is the gift of free choice. Because you and I make a choice, a conscious decision to be what we want to be. Now, need I insult you this morning and say, it's not mama and daddy got you like that. You want to be like that. Because all of us under the sound of my voice have been exposed to something better. But we made a choice to do it our way. Okay, y'all don't want to deal with truth. I'm going to have to deal with this thing by myself. I came prepared for no amens. But you're not like that because you black. You like that because you want to be. You're not. It's other folk been black that still saved. It's other folk come out of one-parent homes who still love the Lord. Other folk have been raped and abused and found a way to grow and be delivered from it. You don't want to do no better. You got to deal with the reality and stop blaming somebody else and say, I'm choosing to be the way I am. I challenge you this morning to don't look out a window at everybody else, because all of us are in mankind. And all of us have the opportunity every day to look in the mirror. Paul gives us a gross, a negative, a pessimistic, yet realistic view of people to help us all understand why the world is the way it is. May I say something to you today, y'all, that what you go see today is nothing new. That if it's taking place in first century Rome, it can certainly take place in 21st century Winfield. But the good news is the same God in first century Rome is the same God in 21st century Winfield. But the question you got to ask yourself, do you want it? Choice. Somebody say choice. Yeah. Nobody. The devil makes me. God makes me. God doesn't make you do anything. And the devil doesn't make you do anything. You make a choice, a conscious decision. To either do right or do wrong, to either go up or to go down. The persecution the Christians face in first century Rome, is nothing what you're dealing with. Because most of us won't serve the Lord because we don't want to be labeled. Don't want to be talked about. Jesus told every believer, all his disciples, if you follow me, you're going to be persecuted. Mm-hmm. He told his disciples,
In this life, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome. That's not good enough for us. Because you want everything to be the way you want it to be all the time. Yeah. So we got to deal with what in the world is going on. Firstly, if I were to tell you what's going on, we need to look at can I teach it? It's a refusal of revelation. What's going on, firstly, is a refusal of revelation. Text says in verse 18, for the wrath of God. I'm going to try again. The wrath of God. I'm going to try one more time, third time the charm. The wrath of God. I didn't say grace. I didn't say favor. I didn't say prosperity. You don't know this about your God, but there is a wrath. That's part of the character of your God. Because he told his children, he told his people in the Old Testament, thou shalt not have any other God. He said, I'm a jealous God. Do it my way or it's the highway. There is a wrath, and I need to scare you real quick and tell you, he hadn't changed. There is still a wrath of God. Don't you know God can strike every last one of us right now? Don't you know God can shut this thing right now? Don't you know God can open up a hole in the earth and swallow you and I up right now? And you want to play with his word and play with his people and play with his ministry? You must not know who God is. There is a wrath of God. Yes, there is. And the text says in verse 18, there, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. God says, you ready? I'm against you because you're against me. Don't just think we got to kick it and you don't want to fool with me. There is a wrath that's coming, that's here, that's available, but it's not the wrath you think. He doesn't need earthquakes to get your attention. He doesn't need tornadoes to reveal himself. He's not the man upstairs. He's not the big guy. He's not the boss man up in the sky. He's God. Elohim. Supreme God. And I think some of us done got so loose that we don't even know who God is. And have no respect for him. But don't you get it twisted. He's still on the throne. He sits high. And he looks low. Let me scare every last one of you. I didn't see it. God saw it. I might not have heard what you said. God heard what you said. He's already in where we haven't got yet. He's already been where we've come from. You can't escape him. You can't get so high to get above him, so low to get beneath him, so wide to get around him, so thick to get through him. He's God. Yes. Many of us live like there is no God. Like there is no wrath. You want favor. I want blessings. I want prosperity, but you don't want him. Says, I've revealed myself. Y'all mad yet? It's been revealed. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. To hold means to suppress. In other words, Paul says, God has been telling us his word. But we suppress it. It's the picture of putting a lid on it and not letting it get out. It's trying to keep it in so you don't have to deal with it. To hold the truth and not do anything with it. Mm-hmm. Grew up in church. Been to Bible study. Been to BTU. Been in Sunday school. Every position in church. But somebody hurt your feelings. You didn't get your way. They didn't vote you in. You got church hurt. And so you gave up on God. And you made God pay for what people did to you. And so now you take the truth and suppress it because you don't want to deal with the truth. You know why? Because people who live a lie don't want the truth. He reveals himself to us, yet we act like we didn't hear it. You suppress it. The word convicts you, but instead of you coming to Christ and coming down that aisle and getting yourself together, that ain't for me. He throwing off on me. Who told him my business? Well, what about him? How they go tell me something? Look at them. How they go tell me that? Everybody in there a bunch of hypocrites. Everybody in there got problems too. What's that got to do with you? You know my celebration this morning? That you can blame the preacher all you want. You can blame the deacon all you want. But here, you, sir, as I'm standing here this third day of October 2021, you got to stand before God by yourself. And you can't bring me up when you got to stand in front of God. You can't bring nobody else up when you stand before God. He's going to call you out about you. What did you do with my word? You sat there in Bible study, and instead of sitting in Bible study, you took notes but didn't take inventory. You sat up in Sunday school and rang that bell but didn't get the lights on. You sat up in all this stuff. You've been serving all these years, but you never changed. What did you do with this word? You got all the Bible apps, but don't want to apply. You watch Joel Osteen. Ham ain't no good. Nobody local no good. So you watch Osteen. You watch George Meyer. You watch TD, but you still ain't changed. Living like people who ain't heard a word. Every time you go opposite of the word of God, you suppressing the truth. I'm keeping it in. I'm holding it down. Because if the word get out and the truth get out, something go get better. Well, then you got folks who say, I hadn't been. I wasn't raised in church. We talking about mankind, right?
Yeah.
We're not just talking about church folk. We're talking about mankind. We're talking about Homo sapiens. Anything with a mammal that walks upright. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about people. I try to be scientific, but y'all don't like this. So it's y'all and it's me. It's us. Since you front like you ain't no Homo sapiens, yes, you are. You a human being. Here it is. Here it is. I wasn't raised in church. I don't know nothing about church. Nobody taught me that. Paul said, I got something for that. He said, God may not have revealed himself to you in Bible study. He may not have revealed himself to you in BTU. You may not have ever heard a sermon 11 o'clock Sunday morning, but when you woke up this morning, you looked. You missed it. You woke up this morning, whether you saved or not, whether you're in church or not, you woke up this morning. That's God. You see the air. No, you don't see the air. You feel the air, but you know the air is there. It's God. You see the stars in the sky. That's God. You see the sun at day and the moon by night. That's God. You don't need to be churchy to realize there is a God. You ain't got to have a theology degree to realize there is a God. You have to be a deacon to realize there is a God.
Yeah.
You may not know Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, 1 Kings, 2 Kings. You may not know that, but you know the sun shines. You know water is wet. You know grass grows. You know it gets hot sometime, cold sometime. It ain't no big bang. It's God. He reveals himself to you every day. Every day when you breathe in air, that's God. Walking, that's God. Talking, that's God. Living, that's God. eating food, chewing it up. Taking a bite of food and chewing it up with a tooth or a gum and get it to break down and go down your throat and go from going down in the digestive through your esophagus all the way down to your small intestine, then to your big intestine, all the way down to your excretory system, respiratory, all that. That's God. Every day he reveals himself. How can God take this and end up with that? That's God. Somebody say, he reveals himself every day to me. He shows me his power. He shows me his glory. He shows me his majesty. He shows me how big he is. Wait a minute. He reveals himself. Y'all want to know how great your God is? You got to have a microscope to see how small he can create. And you got to have a telescope to see how big he can create it. From the smallest to the biggest, everything you see is by the hand and the will of God. I don't know the Bible. I don't know where it, but you see him revealing himself. Every day. Keeping you in balance. It gets hot, but not hot enough to burn you up. Because he got something in the atmosphere that's blocking what could fry you. Because it's God. How you make salt and sugar look the same and taste different. God. He's revealed himself to atheists. They just don't want him. But see, folk got smart, tried to get smart. And start, instead of receiving his revelation, they try to overcome revelation and start calling it Big Bang. That is someday, some thousands, a million years ago, all these planets had a big boom and everything just suspended out in space. Instead of saying in the beginning, God created. There's nothing before in the beginning. There's nothing before him, nothing after him. You evolved from a monkey. Did you read anything in Genesis that told you you came from Bubbles the chimp?
Let me get the text. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God have shown it. Every day he shows you him. He reveals himself to you every day. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Yes, it is. You see them trees out there? It's daylight out there. In a few hours, it'll be nighttime. God reveals himself to us. We just not giving him the credit. Because he reveals himself to us.
Y'all quiet now. Yeah, Lord.
Here it is. It's a refusal of his revelation. What in the world's going on? When folk refuse to see revelation. And when folk don't refuse to see God, how can he hear from God? Let me get in trouble with y'all. You know why you don't like reading the Bible and hearing the word and being in church? Let me tell you why. Because the more you hear, the more you're responsible for. Boy, if you don't stand flat-footed and tell folk the truth. That's why you reject truth. And don't want to read the word, and don't, because if you know, if you learn it, you're responsible for it. So I'll just pretend I can't make it.
I'm busy. Let me tell you something. I'm tell you the truth about me. Y'all lie. I have to tell the truth. When I know I've been cutting up, I don't want to get no word. Okay. When you know you done cut up and want to stay cutting up, you stay away from what's going to change you from cutting up. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all cut up and like how you feel cutting up because you know word go cut you and say you better do better than that. And so if you stay away from it, I ain't got to do no better. And think you really slick. Will you tell your neighbor real quick, we ain't slick. See, if you stay away, you're not responsible. Look how y'all looking at me this morning. See, if I don't come, I'm not going to be responsible to have to apply this. I can always say I wasn't there. But what can you do with what he puts right in front of you? When you see what he's healed you from, blessed you from, kept you in, and you still want to act like you're not responsible. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a refusal of revelation. Then here comes a rejection of righteousness. Somebody say reject. That's an action word. That's you pushing it away. His righteousness. Because they didn't want to see God reveal himself, they push him away. Go in the text with me. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. See, when you push him away, you don't have to deal with him. You choose not to deal with him, but you got to deal with something. I'm going to try again. Oh, y'all so bored now? When you push him away, you pull something else to you.
That's right.
And see, in the world, what's going on in the world is that we're fooling with stuff and people because we push God away. And you done got too smart. Y'all so smart. And you're not learning to grow yourself. You're learning to shut God out. You're getting so smart so that you won't have to deal. You can cope not dealing with God and deal with everything else. Then got so busy now. You get so busy, caught up learning and doing other stuff that I don't have to deal with God. And now it's filling that void. And you can even do that in church. Some of us push God away in the church. Boy, look how y'all looking and sounding right now. You hear the word, but instead of hearing the word, you bother the container. When I can't deal with the truth, let me deal with who told it. Because it done got hot on you, so you want to attack the container. Look how y'all looking at me. I'm in the text. When they knew God, they glorified him not, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. You really think you doing something special. No fellowship with God, not reading his word, not in his presence, but you want to use that to get your point across. God got me. God got me. I'm killing you with my mouth. I'm destroying people's character. I'm living like a vagrant, living like I'm foolish, but God got me. Because I resisted so much truth. What any called minister of God is doing is telling us the truth. But when you don't want to receive the truth, you start dealing with other things besides the truth. Paul says vain imagination. He said you're fooling yourself. And you're making yourself bigger than you are because God is not bigger than you. And the best way you can make yourself feel better is to minimize God, you think. And if I, how should I minimize God? Minimize his church. Minimize his word. Minimize his people so that now I won't have to deal with him. So in other words, can I go and just really unpack this? Now you're on a journey to be right and not righteous. I'm going to teach this thing all by myself. You argue with people so you can be right. You don't care who you hurt. You don't care who you destroy. You just want somebody to tell you that you're right. And then the text says it's your imagination. You done came up with this in your head. Because you're not getting the word in you, so it's got to be something else feeding you. And you're convincing yourself you're right and they're wrong. They don't like my gift. They jealous of my gift. They jealous of favor. How you got favor and don't have God? Because you want to be right and not righteous. Here's the problem with righteousness. You don't make yourself righteous. To be righteous means you got the right, you got clothes on. To be righteous simply means to be covered. Missed it. To be righteous in God means to be covered. He makes you righteous. Your works and your deeds don't make you righteous. He makes you righteous. Be clothed in righteousness. Here's the problem with us. You know what's wrong with the world? We're trying to clothe ourselves. You're trying to dress yourself. That's why you're putting on social media everything you do. You're putting on every place you go. Everything you ate, you're putting it on there. You're putting the grits, you're putting the bacon, you're putting the biscuits because you're making yourself righteous. Everything somebody say about you, you're telling everybody. Any good deeds you do, you got to show the good deed. Oh, Lord. Because you've made yourself righteous instead of letting God make you righteous. Because when God makes you righteous, you're just grateful that he covered you. I don't care. I've got some problems. I'm making mistakes. I got some shortcomings. But he's covering me. He's hiding me. He's protecting me. Here it is. To make yourself righteous is to be self-righteous. And y'all gonna look at me like y'all don't know self-righteous people. Everybody wrong but them. Look at them. Look at her. Oh, look at him. You got kids and don't know the origin. But you look at everybody else who got one and don't know the origin. If these children weren't here, boy, I really would tell us the truth today. Them children saved me all today. Because you sit up here with this self-righteousness. Got the nerve to come to God's house with your arms folded up, with your chin up in the air, like somebody got to satisfy you, got to pique your interest. I'm here. I know I'm jacked up. That's why I worship him like I do. That's why I praise him like I do. Because he takes care of me in spite of me. And I'm getting better because of him. Oh, boy. Self-righteous. You scandalize people. Come here, John 8. Y'all bring this woman caught in act to Jesus. caught in act, Jesus writes in the dirt. Y'all want Jesus to get rid of them because you got a problem with them, not with what they did. You got a problem with the person, not a problem with the sin. Because you actually got two groups of sinners in John 8. You got the woman who messed up externally, and you got these self-righteous jokers who won't pray for her but want to put her on blast. Because my question still with John 8, how y'all know where she been? How y'all know where she did? I'm going to preach this thing all by myself. With your self-righteous self. I'm here to honor God. Sometimes I get it right. Sometimes I get it wrong. I'll never please people. I'll never be a Lord for people. I come to worship God. Because one minute you love me, next minute you got your mouth stuck out, got your nose up. I then gave up on trying to live for people. I want to take flight, but I can't. I really want to take flight right now. Woo! Because some of y'all think y'all all that. Be careful about the foot you stepping on. I done told y'all this before. I'm going to tell you one more time. Because y'all ain't heard me yet. Be careful about who you stepping on. Because that foot is connected to the behind. You have to kiss one of these days. Keep on living and don't die. Can I get a witness in the house? Stuck up, self-righteous self. Somebody hold their Bible up. Brother Nichols got a Bible. Brother Nichols, you mind if I see your Bible for a second? The wrong stuff don't fall out of here. Let me hold it with two hands then. Romans. The wrath of God, verse 18. For the wrath of God, verse 18. Thank you, Brother Nichols. Who else had a Bible? Hold your Bible up real quick. Sister Davis, you bring me your Bible real quick, sweetheart? Thank you so much. God bless you. I don't care about y'all looking at me stupid. Just stay right there. Stay right there. I'm going to get back. Romans 1, for the wrath of God, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed, verse 18. But I thought preachers had different Bibles. Can I get one more? I need one more. Who want me to live up to something that you don't want to live up to? And we got the same Bible. Irene, come here. Romans 1, verse 18, for the wrath of God. Romans 1, verse 8. Y'all losing ground today. You skeptics and critics, y'all losing some ground. Because from what I'm seeing, it's the same Bible. You know the shout? Can I get to make all y'all, some of y'all really mad? At least I got one. You supposed to be, we supposed to be. I got to give an account for what I feed y'all. I got to confess my fault. John told all of us that. Confess your faults one to another. I don't have to tell you what I did. That's between me and God, what I did. I need to be honest and say we all got faults. Let me mess y'all up real quick, because Romans 3 says not y'all have sinned. All have sinned. Not y'all, with your self-righteous self. I done been to Lifeway. I done been online. I can't find preacher Bibles. I'm responsible to preach it and live it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you responsible for? Amen, Mr. Walker. To live what's preached. And whether I live it or not, you're still responsible to live what's preached. It's quiet in church, ain't it? He's able. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I thought he was able. But he ain't able to do nothing but you, though, is it? His righteousness is rejected. God is getting rejected. What in the world is going on when God is rejected? Everything concerning God is rejected. This, I don't think I'm going to get knocked off the air behind this. If I'm that big time, to God be the glory. That they shut me down because I'm getting ready to say this. This little fella, Lil Nas X, that's done come to popularity here lately, represents a lifestyle that's sickening. It's sick with this young man taking pictures of himself pregnant. And he caught our kids with this Old Town Road song. See, this Old Town Road song caught our kids because it sounds good. So if you keep listening and watching him, you see this young man now take demons. One day you're a demon, next day you're a pregnant woman. I'm going to prove this in this text. Because in the world, when you reject God, you accept something else. To reject God is to accept everything the devil offers. It's just that simple. And now he's on every other commercial. They're forcing us to accept that. But you go stop me from praying. No, you can't. No, they don't work like that. Don't work like that. Mm-mm. That's not of God. That ain't even naturally possible, boy. That ain't anatomically possible, boy. But it sells. Because God has been rejected. And when you push God away, you're welcoming everything else. And nobody talks about it until it's your child. But you wouldn't make him come to Bible study, wouldn't bring him to Sunday school, wouldn't let him be in the youth ministry, told youth leaders don't say nothing to him, told the pastor don't say nothing to him. Now, I can't deliver a dragon. I tried to deal with him when he was a serpent. We tried to help him when they were small, but you ain't want nobody saying nothing to him. Now that thing done grew and got out of control. Now it's the church's responsibility to take care of what you fed. Cook because we rejected God and his righteousness. Righteousness is justice in God. It's God's way in you. And when you push God away, you don't want that. You're saying, I don't want you. That's telling God, I don't want you. To not apply what God gives you is to tell God, if I don't want your word, I don't want you. I hope I'm teaching this thing where you can understand. A rejection of his righteousness. Let me get done. And change, professing themselves, verse 22, to be wise, they became fools. And the psalmist told us, a fool says in his heart, there is no God. Living as though there is no God. Lord, don't that sound familiar? That this culture, this society, even the churches, live as though there is no God. Because you pushed him away and put bylaws in. Rules and regulations in. Who the boss in. Who in charge of me. God is in charge. You got them jokers told, didn't you, that business meeting? You stood up for yourself, didn't you? You showed them, can't nobody make a fool out of you. You sure showed them. But what did you show God? Boy, you proved that point, didn't you? You told us you wasn't going to come, and you didn't. You told us you wasn't going to support, and you didn't. You said you was going to be part-time, and you meant that, didn't you? You sure showed us your point. But what did you show God? We don't consider that because we're professing ourselves to be wise. Because you so smart, you done smarted yourself out of spirituality. You done read yourself out of righteousness. Reading the Bible and missing the word. I better get out of here, boy. I'm glad we, Coco, you good, baby? All right, just want to make sure Coco good. I don't want this to be her first day of like, man, I ain't here. But I want her to have a good start and not end up like some of us. Mm-hmm. Because worldliness is messing us up. Instead of us affecting the world's affecting us. Can y'all see that? There's no order, no discipline. Nobody can tell you nothing. Nobody can help you. But where you go when somebody die? It's not good enough for your life, but it's good enough for your death. Here's the problem. There's a refusal of his revelation. There's a rejection of righteousness. In the sad part, there's a replacement of relationship. God, in the book of Genesis, God created man in his image. Read that first and second chapter. And he created man out of his image and gave him dominion over animals. He gave him dominion over everything else he created. He gave mankind dominion. But because of the fall of man, the sin of mankind, we now are subject and lost our place. We've been out of order. That's what sin does. It takes you out of relationship and out of order and alignment with God. And you replace the relationship with God with other stuff. Okay. You got your Bible open still? You got your regular member Bible open? I got my preacher Bible open. And let's read this together. I got my preacher Bible. I do. I got my preacher Bible open. You got your regular person Bible. Verse 23 says, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. The first person man started worshiping was himself. Man starts worshiping himself. serving himself, trying to please himself, and got away from trying to please God. Can I ask you a question? How much are you doing to please yourself in relationship to pleasing God? You replace the relationship with him and start making a God out of other people or other things. Isn't that taking place in this world? Amen. People leaving God out of everything? And worshiping everything and everybody but God. I watch y'all. I've been coaching 15 years, and I know you got a voice. I know you can get loud. I know you can clap. I know you can cheer. And I know you can cuss. Mac, am I lying, man? But when it comes to God, I don't have nothing to say. I shy. You know, I just don't get up and do all that, you know, like, you ain't got to be like that and still worship God. But when the Ari and them tell you 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar, all for the Tigers, stand up and holler, you do what children tell you to do then. But if a worship leader or a pastor asks you that everything that have breath, praise the Lord, y'all look at them like they crazy. You can't tell me what to do. You don't tell me how to praise. You shut your mouth. I know I gave an old one. I know. I'm sorry. I mean, let's see. Shoestrings, barber socks, short skirts, and collars. All for whoever. Stand up and holler. Y'all do it. Y'all ain't think I knew about the shoestrings and barber socks. You ain't think I knew. I saw, get in trouble, Ham. Get all the way in trouble. I saw some of our young people at the ball game last Friday. When the Tigers scored, they had a big play. Whatever that is. I don't know whatever it is they calling it. I know I ain't doing it right. I saw them who sit here and sleep every Sunday. Every Tuesday, knocked out. But when we score a touchdown, bow, bow, bow. Y'all ain't think I knew bow, 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 bow.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
He gonna get on me later, man. What was that you just got through doing? Get up in church, sleep, can't say nothing. But I see you on Friday nights because you're excited about that. What would happen if you start worshiping God instead of coach and touchdowns and everything else? Because God is who sent coach. God gave you the power for a touchdown. God gave you the scholarship. What about God? So don't tell me you can't praise, young people, because I done seen you praise. You're just praising to the wrong God.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you. And if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483. Or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month. 6 o'clock midweek service and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again. We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you. And if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek.